Thank you so much, Milliran. Well, the reviews are in, and the P1s have overwhelmingly rejected the new fake Jason Garrett. So
whatever.
We are sad to report that driving away from the 840-bit today, fake Jason Garrett was in a horrific car accident, and
I get
will
the feeling
no longer be able to join
that
us.
We will be hearing from him weekly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We'll see.
What's
we'll
going
see
on right now, guys?
Maybe he'll... Well, I'd love to hear that full audio again. It's going on.
Well, that's
right now.
The story up here. Let's go down to the field to Tony Sir. Go say, hey, Goose, is that cowboy blue or giant blue you're wearing today?
This is black and blue. Try and make me look a little skinner, Dick. Thank you very much. I think today, guys, watching a little bit of the warm-ups, Vinny Testaverde is a guy who really impressed me. I got a chance to play against him at the University, when he was at the University of Miami and I was at the University of Pittsburgh. I remember him throwing a ball by my head and the ball actually buzzing. So that's a guy that I want to take a look at today. I want to still see if he still has the arm strength he did when he played with me at the Ravens and also when he had played with me what's going on right now, guys?
What a weird way to jump out of it.
What's going on right now, guys?
Oh, my
That's
goodness.
That's one of my favorite all-timers.
So we are heading to St. Louis. This program is going to cover the World Series like no other radio program in Dallas-Fort Worth has the guts to.
Mm-hmm.
So since we're going to St. Louis, I went there when I was a kid. It was my first family vacation when my dad packed up the family truckster and took all of us kids to St. Louis. And that was the last family vacation we ever took.
Tom Landry always called it St. Louis.
It was a tough one, pal. Now, actually, you know what? Those are some of my fondest memories, too. There were three consecutive summers we went on family vacations. First one was St. Louis, and then to Washington, D.C., and then to Mexico. And that's the one where Dad didn't return with us.
Shut up. Yeah, my dad was from Missouri. Their family farm was about 45 miles away from St. Louis. I went through there a bunch. Never spent any time in the city, but I spent a ton of time near there.
So your dad was a northerner too, huh?
He was more neutral.
Hmm.
Wasn't Missouri. And that's the way they say it up there today. They call themselves Missouri.
Well, let's just compromise and say that Missouri's in the middle.
Okay.
That's what we'll call our Missouri compromise. So we're going up to St. Louis, and I got to admit, I'm really excited about this. I was rooting to go to St. Louis instead of Milwaukee. What does Milwaukee have?
Let me tell you, Milwaukee is a great town.
They say it's the best town up there.
We would have loved Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. Just a bunch of drinking and bowling?
Well, no, it's a lot of drinking, but they've really renovated their downtown area. It's now, and it's right on a lake. They've got this beautiful area along the lake. Milwaukee's a great town.
When were you up there last?
When I went with my wife when she ran the Green Bay Marathon. We spent some time in Milwaukee on our way up there 2-3 months ago.
Yeah.
And my sister went to school in Milwaukee. She went to Marquette. So I used to go up there in the summer and see her. It's a great place, but you're right. I'd rather be going to St. Louis because of their tradition and their ballpark's better.
Mm-hmm. Going to see that ballpark. We're going to go up in the Arch.
Are we?
Yes. What are you talking about? You can't go to St. Louis and not go up in the Arch. What?
How do you go through that thing? On some sort of little elevator?
Yeah, it's an elevator, and of course it has to rotate as it goes up the side of it where it can stay vertical.
I can't do it.
Why?
Yeah, you can. I don't think I can.
It'll be fun.
And you get up there, and the thing is not that wide. I want to say like the top of the arch may be more narrow than this hallway we're sitting in.
I really don't think I can do it. I need to see that elevator and what it looks like first.
Oh, come on.
I may, like, kill a person next to me if I have to go through
something.
Well,
that's fine.
That's fine.
You got to do it for the P1s.
You guys can do it for the P1s, and I'll watch.
We'll do the show for the P1s, not for each other.
Obviously.
Okay. Now, we've also got some recommendations here on food. People saying that we need to go to the Hill for great mom-and-pop Italian food.
Yeah, they're supposed to have a great Little Italy area.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's it, the Hill?
I guess so, yeah. The Hill. And then we need to go to Ted Drew's for frozen custard.
The Hill, by the way, is where Yogi Berra and Joe Garagiola grew up.
Wow.
Hmm. We got to go to Sundecker's for a chili dog.
Okay. I don't know if we have to do that.
We got to go to Tony's in Alton for a pepper loin steak.
Hey!
Is any of this on Metafast?
No.
None of this is MetaFast friendly?
No. The chili cheese dog?
No.
So what else can we investigate there? Do we have any Trail of Tears that is associated with St. Louis?
We've got Joe Buck on the show tomorrow at this time. We should ask him, since that's where he lives and where he's from, if we could come over to his house. Wouldn't that be a great
I bet Joe could have us over.
Yeah.
He might let us. Well, he's going to be busy, man. He's going to be... So are we.
Yeah, we're working, too.
Yeah,
our show's longer than
users.
A game.
Yeah, but he's... And how much prep does Joe Buck really do for a game?
Very little.
I mean, his prep
he just wings it.
His prep is picking out his tie. out which arrogant suit he wants to put on.
When we have him on tomorrow, it's going to be in the corner. Can you start the corner by saying, hey, welcome to Gordo's Corner, Joe Buck in a moment.
Yeah, I'll do that. Okay, and let's see if he picks up on it.
Okay.
I'll say, welcome to Gordo's Corner. I'm Gordon Keith. Joe Buck in just a moment. Joe Buck joins us right now.
All right. Perfect. Let's see if you have the guts to do that tomorrow.
Perfect.
Okay, so we got to ask Joe why he does what he does.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And whether that's his own arrogance or whether that's a contractual deal, what the story is. We also need to ask him about how did he break his nose. Have you ever noticed his nose?
No.
How far off center it is?
Really?
Yeah.
Man, you just examine people's faces.
You ask him that.
I'm not going to ask him that. I've never noticed
it. I'm assigning questions right now. And
you're not assigning questions.
And I'll ask him if we can come over to his house.
Yeah, I don't know if we should do this at 9:20.
Fine.
I don't know if you, because then you try to assume control of the interview and it's going to crash and burn.
Well, it's
you're
my corner.
Piss him off, and I know, that's what I'm saying.
You were all merely guests
you're
in
gonna,
my corner.
You're going to tick him off 30 seconds in with Joe Buck in a moment, and then you're going to ask him about his nose, and he's going to hang up like Cheech Marin.
I'm sorry, I just started listening to the program. I have no idea what that
Cheech Marin hung
means.
Up on us a couple of years ago because Gordon was so offensive.
But Joe likes us, right? Isn't that the word we get from Troy?
Troy passes on ours. Now, maybe Troy just thinks he thinks Joe Buck's Buck thinks we're funny and we're really not.
Oh, so it may be one of those deals where Troy is playing audio, Troy's dying laughing, and Joe is courtesy laughing.
Yeah, right.
And it's just awkward. But he's been on the air before.
Yeah, we've had him on
and
before.
And he was decent, right?
He's good. Had him on this time last year.
So we need more suggestions, P1s who've lived in St. Louis or traveled there extensively, if you have some things you think the musers would enjoy.
Okay.
Look out.
I have a Trail of Tears update.
All right, here is T.C. Fleming, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome him to the show.
American serial killer Maury Travis committed suicide in a St. Louis hotel room.
Gordon probably already knew that. Did you?
I've never even heard of that American serial killer.
Hey, guys. How you doing? It's Maury Travis.
Have a little respect.
Oh. So what? How many people did Maury Travis kill?
Between 12 and 17.
Well, that's a low body count.
That's kind of a lot of people.
So what were the circumstances of his suicide?
He was about to be sentenced, and he hung himself. Oh, I'm sorry, not a hotel room. It was in his jail cell in St. Louis County Jail, which is a kind of hotel.
God, that's a big difference. Anyway, that's not a good Trail of Tears. It needs to be something a little bit sexier. Like, give me a serial killer that I've actually heard of, and then I'll take George there. So that's what we need. P1 help on things to do in St. Louis, because we're gonna cover it all. Like, where's a good place to run into crazies? That's probably the question we need to answer more than any other one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Junior, you mentioned your movement today during, I think...
My movement?
Yeah.
That makes it sound like you're talking about a trip to the bathroom. I moved my bowels.
Why do you always go there? I'm talking about your Dallas Zoo protest movement.
Yes, I'm protesting the fact that the Dallas Zoo does not have an octopus exhibit, and I'm calling it Octopi Dallas.
It's still going well.
Oh, my.
Still getting great reviews here at Stonebriar Country Club.
So please join me.
That's so dumb.
Will you join me?
No, I have my own movement going on right now. I don't have time for yours. Matter of fact, I don't have time for mine.
You're going on your pants right now?
No, I'm so busy, I don't have time for my own protest.
Which is?
Preoccupied Dallas. I just don't, I'm too busy to... Thank you.
That scored well with engineering.
Is anybody worried about how much C.J. Wilson is tweeting? he seems very distracted by
And Holland. Now, Holland hadn't tweeted as much since before his Game 2 meltdown.
Well, yeah, CJ is constantly tweeting and talking about stupid, inane stuff. I mean, he just is a time waster on Twitter. And compare this to Dirk Nowitzki, who was at the game.
Mm-hmm.
Dirk Nowitzki did not tweet it. I mean, his Twitter was like dormant during the playoffs. And that's a little bit of window dressing that I like. Unless you're giving me something good baseball-related or, in Dirk's case, basketball-related, you know, on your injuries or something like that. Don't be wasting time on Twitter. It just makes people nervous.
I remember Dirk tweeted a couple times. Usually it's like the start of a series. Hey, Mavs fans, let's do this. We're starting the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, but not, hey, I'm going to give away Gnomeo and Juliet DVD. First one to tweet me gets it.
Did you guys hear the montage that TC helped me with this? I think Groobs put it together, the CJ Wilson bragging montage.
No.
Really?
Do we have that?
Yeah, let me look for that.
Okay, if you find it, we need to listen to that. It is hilarious from several different angles. Number one, it's hilarious because his voice and his cadence sounds just like Mike Vanderjagt.
Yeah.
And secondly, Groobs put things in there that aren't really brags, but when sandwiched in with all the other things that are brags, it makes it even funnier. You know, stuff like, I think we played well today, or something that's innocuous and not a brag, but it's so funny. It's about 3 minutes long. We have it. TC, did
everything I do is deliberate. I don't just wake up and like, oh, you know what? I think I'm going to do this today. Like I have everything planned out and thought out. It's obviously I've had a lot of good games this year and last year. It's nice to be one of those guys. Looking at it last year, we Cliff and I won on the road. Cliff is a great pitcher, you know, and I pitched a good game, so I think that's why we won. I'm an odd guy. I have businesses on the side and hobbies. You know, there's like a samurai proverb where you can over sharpen your knife and eventually it gets dull. Someone like me, I guess. I don't know. I can't speak for everybody, but I feel like I'm really busy all the time. And the guy to wash his mouth out with soap yesterday. And I was very proud of myself. And I've been doing social media stuff for 8 years now, so it's kind of old hat. Not to brag, but I have a very large TV at home. I think it's like a 70. I can't fit in my car to have the iPad, MLB at Bat app, or I have my laptop always going. So I'm like doing this, doing that, doing this, you know. But I went out to dinner last night. When I got to sleep last night, a decent hour, and everybody else got in at like 4. It's a rental house, but it came furnished. You can get a bigger TV. You're going to get a bigger TV, you know. It's just like the way you do it. So I was like, look at the size of this thing. It's literally bigger than my arm span, so it's got to be 72 inches or something like that, at least 75 inches. So I got all sorts of stuff. But now I do that cryo sauna thing. I did that today, you know, and that was cool.
That's amazing. Wow.
Oh, that's it? Oh, I heard like a 4-minute version, but that's enough. You get the idea.
Yeah, that is funny. A little unfair, but not that unfair. Because
I went out to dinner last night.
I went to dinner last night, yeah. CJ is a douche. And you know what? I know we're all Ranger fans.
And we root for him.
We root for him, but he is a douche.
Yeah. He is kick-ass, and he is the first one to tell you how kick-ass he is. He is much more kick-ass than you.
Yes.
And he'll let you know it.
Although, I think one of those quotes he had in there was something that I said on the air just like last week.
About how big your television was?
Yeah, that
was.
I took flack for. I don't want to brag or nothing, but...
I mean, it's so big, I can't even... My arm span can't even come close to it.
Okay, is that really that big a deal? That your arm span can't come close to it?
To because, the TV?
Well, I'm assuming a major league pitcher has a big TV.
If it's a projection TV, they're all bigger than your arm span.
Yeah.
And guys like C.J. Wilson, they all have, like, home theaters, rooms dedicated to having a TV in them.
We all assume that, though, and so why should we have to hear it? Yeah, you know, it's pretty much incredible, the size of my television, and got an iPad, too, which is
sweet. Do you guys have any friends that have, like, movie theater rooms in their house?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to out this guy, okay?
Mm-hmm. George Dunham.
No. Not me.
Do you not have one, George?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't say it's, like, theater seating with like different levels and stuff like that.
You need to go see Dale Hansen's home theater.
Is it ridiculous?
It's like a movie theater in there. I mean, levels, step down, theater seating, sconces on the wall. I mean, it is unbelievable. and he's got this like big old, it's about the size of an iPad, the remote control that he has, and he's got all these different settings of.
There's no way he can work
mood
that
lighting. No, he can't do anything. He has to call someone in to do that.
He has a producer.
Oh my gosh, he has yes, calls his producer, has to drive out to Waxahachie just to turn on the lights.
Hey, you want to give me your audio cable?
This is do you have the longer CJ Wilson? Or what do you got?
It's very iffy because of our internet hookup.
All right.
But here's a brag audio montage.
Oh, this is short.
This is courtesy of the Unticket. I don't know who put this together, but this is funny.
You got to turn it on.
You got to do it on the table.
Oh, my bad.
10 inches. But I swear it was only like two. All right, start at the beginning.
Over.
$2,000.
Fruit Basket McGee.
You got to type here. Start it here. Start there.
Yep.
I
see what you're saying.
You know, here you go.
Okay.
Just telling you, my screen is, I think, 110 inches. But I swear it was only like $2,000. I have, you know, room darkening curtains in the theater there. They're on remote. Watching it on that is just badass, right? Because it's high definition.
Gordon Key.
You and CJ, one and the same.
And then what is this? It was a Corby versus CJ brag off?
God, the Corby one is funny too, yeah.
How he went to TCU.
But see, Corby brags for real, I think. I don't think
you don't brag for real.
A lot of these were they're so unfair to Corby because it's just, I drove to work today. And they put that in there as like
just
a Corby
inflection.
As a Corby brag. Let's see if we can listen
Every
to
night when I go home, the last thing I do on the internet before I shut it down for the evening is I go to CNN to see if I'm missing any big world
news. I really watch a lot of TV.
I have HD.
Yeah, not to brag, but I have a very large TV at home.
What's going on?
If you get a bigger TV, you're going to get a bigger TV. You know, it's just like the way you do it.
I got a telescope,
but I was like, you know?
What's going on?
So it was great. I was really happy.
I got a book today.
I started reading more books on, you know, marathon running and like endurance training and stuff like that.
I don't care how much cash I have.
I have businesses on the side and, you know, hobbies.
I spent $300 like it was nothing.
This dude that I'm renting the house from here in Dallas, I think he's one of those dudes that's like, he's like Jerry Jones.
I have $1 million right here in my briefcase, which I normally carry around anyway.
Like, got my certification to be a personal trainer, I got a nutrition license, I got all sorts of stuff.
I play golf.
You know, and I pitch a good game, so I think that's why we won.
I'm flying out to Nashville for a wedding.
I went out to dinner last night.
You know, I almost walked to work today.
I was doing football lifts and everything.
I amaze myself.
I have everything planned out and thought out. It's about having a plan and executing it.
I have an open email in 3 days.
You know, I watch Formula One racing, I watch Shark Week.
We have wild boar all throughout our property.
I told the guy to wash his mouth out with soap yesterday.
I had a Wee Man poster in my bedroom.
I like to have the iPad at MLB at Bat app, or I have my laptop always going, so I'm like doing this, you know.
All right, wait, does
I'm
it sound
hold on. Super gay human being of all time?
That's a good one to end on. Yeah, I don't know if the audio sounds like that on the air. It's kind of a little bit blown out there. Boy, that's funny stuff.
I charge a cover to get in my house.
Hey, speaking of, and this is just a little quick hit, that MLB app is really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, Junior, you'll never get an iPad, but it is awesome. The iPad not only is awesome, but the MLB, I think Major League Baseball has done a great job of creating their mobile apps for their product.
Mm-hmm.
And then, man, it's expensive, too. It's like 10 to 14, 15 bucks or something for an
app.
That
much?
But, yeah, but you can, I mean, during the regular season in particular, you can see any game that you want to with your MLB subscription. On your iPad, you can look at the home broadcast or the away broadcast. See any
signals?
Game.
Or you get a lot of
no, I've always
buffering
got,
and
I've always gotten really good signals on.
Yeah.
It. Especially if you're on Wi-Fi, then it's, you know, it's really easy to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll also pick it up 3G too. I don't know, it's great. So I'm excited.
It.
We're going to St. Louis. The Musers covering the World Series.
All right, Gordo, thank you. That is the corner. It's 9:33.